Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where the useful signal gets pulled out of the glittering wreckage and put on the correct shelf. Today's standout story is not a single model lobbing fireworks over the wall. It is the quieter, more important shift underneath. Agent systems are getting interfaces. GitHub is turning stacked work and agent sessions into first-class review surfaces. JetBrains is experimenting with code that an LLM generates, compiles, and hot reloads at runtime. PolyAI is moving voice agents closer to the audio stream itself. And the research lane is asking a deliciously practical question. When one human has to oversee a fleet of agents, what should actually be audited? My read is that the agent stack is leaving the trust me, I'm autonomous era and entering the show me your lane, your memory, and your receipts era. Splendid. Much safer shelves. The ledger starts with GitHub stacked pull requests, now in public preview as of July 30th. Stacked PRs break a large change into ordered reviewable layers, each with its own checks and review path, while still letting a team land the stack together when it is ready. For agent builders, that is not just a collaboration nicety. It is an operating model. Parallel coding agents do not need permission to create one monstrous diff and then ask a tired reviewer to bless the whole creature. They need isolated branches, small review units, and a merge policy that can fail closed. My take: stacked PRs are exactly the kind of boring interface that lets agents become useful without becoming unreviewable. GitHub's July Copilot update for Visual Studio Code points in the same direction. The agents window now has better session management, code review alongside chat, worktree support for Copilot, Claude, and Codex sessions, and visibility into running subagents, model, elapsed time, active tool call, and conversation. That is very much the shape of the future IDE. Not one chat pane. A small operations console for human-guided agent work. The important part is observability. If a subagent is running a tool, the developer should not be guessing what it is doing from vibes. They should see the active call, the working copy, and the diff. There is also a platform subtraction worth noting. GitHub Models is now retired. The Playground Model Catalog, Inference API, and Bring Your Own Key route are no longer available, with GitHub pointing model access toward Copilot and Microsoft Foundry. That is a reminder for anyone building on provider surfaces. Model gateways are product strategy, not neutral plumbing. If your agent platform depends on a hosted catalog, treat that dependency like infrastructure with a migration plan. The model lane today is refreshingly practical. PolyAI introduced Dialogue RSN1, an audio-native dialogue model that consumes caller audio directly instead of only reading an ASR transcript. It combines turn-taking speech recognition, function calling, and response generation, while keeping text-to-speech separate so the output voice remains controllable. The reported production numbers are the interesting bit. Sub-300 millisecond responses, an 11% relative containment lift in one restaurant deployment, and a 37% latency reduction at an insurer. This is not open weights, and it is not a self-serve developer API. But it is a useful design signal. Voice agents are maturing by moving uncertainty and timing closer to the model, not by pretending transcripts capture everything. Google DeepMind shipped Gemini Robotics 2 as a three-model physical AI stack, a vision language action model for control, an embodied reasoning model for higher-level planning, and an on-device model for local robot execution. The release matters to agent builders beyond robotics because it separates responsibilities. One model reasons about the task and world. Another turns perception and language into motor control. Another is optimized to run close to the hardware. That division is exactly what software agents need too. Planning, execution, and local safety do not have to be one magical blob. Hugging Face had two useful model-side signals. Lighton released MDenseOn and MLaton, open multilingual retrieval models trained on a large translate-train corpus. And another post showed Qwen 3.6, 35B, A3B, accelerated with DFLash speculative decoding on Intel Core Ultra Series 3. The shared point is simple. Agents need better memory and faster local loops, not only larger brains. The sharpest open source tooling story came from Mark TechPost's Standing Open Source Lane. JetBrains Research open sourced Kotlin LLM, an IntelliJ IDEA plugin prototype for Kotlin JVM projects. Kotlin LLM introduces smart macros where a normal Kotlin function call can be filled by generated Kotlin source. During execution, the plugin can capture runtime values from a suspended frame, ask an LLM agent to update generated code, compile it, redefine the loaded class through JDI, and retry the original call. In plain English, it explores LLM generation as a runtime code evolution loop, not merely a one-time autocomplete. That is wonderfully dangerous in the best research sense. The production lesson is not let the model rewrite everything while nobody watches. The lesson is to make the generated surface typed, compiled, and reloadable through a narrow mechanism. A macro either produces code that compiles and survives the scenario, or it does not. That gives builders a deterministic gate around a probabilistic generator. Mark TechPost also published a policy-governed Omnigent workflow tutorial using Python tools, YAML agent definitions, a Claude agent SDK harness, and non-interactive policies for tool calls and cost. The reusable pattern is governance at the harness layer. If an agent can fetch data, call tools, and delegate drafts, then policy must be a runtime object, not a paragraph in the README. On GitHub, OpenCode remains one of the large active coding agent repositories, with 191,433 stars and fresh activity today. It matters because terminal coding agents are behaving like real developer tools, fast releases, plugin ecosystems, and daily user pressure. Langflow showed 152,667 stars and fresh activity as well. Its significance is the visual workflow layer. Many teams do not want only a command line agent. They need to see chains, tools, retrieval paths, and deployment configuration. Visual builders become useful when they make the hidden graph inspectable. DiFi showed 150,886 stars in activity today, with its pitch around agentic workflows, RAG pipelines, model routing, and rich tool support. That is the platform version of the same story. Agents need a workspace where prompts, models, connectors, and evaluation can be managed together. And one smaller repo deserves a bright little flag, EMEM. At 51 stars, backs a public agent channel demo where independent agents publish signed messages and corrections. Small stars, high signal. Verifiable collaboration logs are much more interesting than another claim that agents can work together. The paper lane is practically waving a receipt book. Agent Radio studies passive awareness for long-horizon multi-agent collaboration over large code bases. The proposal is not to smash all memory into one giant shared prompt. It is enough broadcast state for agents to coordinate without drowning each other. One human, N agents, models how a single human should allocate a limited audit budget across a fleet of agents when confidence can be miscalibrated and errors can be correlated. The practical question is not, should humans stay in the loop? It is, which loop, how often, and based on what signal? Confidence-ranked auditing can become worse than random past a miscalibration threshold. Lovely warning label, that. Memharness argues that agent memory should be reconstructed, not replayed. Existing memory-augmented agents often retrieve old experiences as static records and inject them verbatim. The paper's critique is exactly right. An old success pattern may not fit the current state. Memory needs adaptation to the live situation, or it becomes a poison shortcut with a nice label. OrcaBench asks how ready language model agents are for on-call root cause analysis. This is a particularly good evaluation target, because on-call work has hard evidence. Metrics, logs, traces, source code, deployment history, and user-facing symptoms. An agent cannot merely sound calm and technical. It has to inspect artifacts and converge on a cause without causing more damage. Mind adds the security counterpoint. Memory-augmented agents are vulnerable to memory injection. And the proposed defense uses an intent-aware information bottleneck to filter what memory should influence behavior. That is a pattern worth stealing. The question is not, did we retrieve something relevant? It is this retrieved memory aligned with the current user intent? Hacker News surfaced the EMM agent channel, a public demo of signed collaboration between independent AI agents. The interesting metric is the corrections, especially corrections that damage the finder's own prior position. Gemini Spark also appeared as a consumer-facing background agent surface. Tasks, schedules, skills, workspace actions, and check-ins before major actions. Personal agents are becoming scheduled workers with permissions, not just chat sessions. Finally, the GitHub model's retirement is a quick architectural nudge. Build agent systems so model routing can move. Providers change, catalogs disappear, pricing shifts, and product teams consolidate surfaces. The agent that survives is the one whose harness can swap model access without rewriting the work. So the shape of today is beautifully practical. Interfaces are winning. Stacked PRs make agent changes reviewable. IDE agent windows make parallel sessions observable. Smart macros put a compiler gate around generated code. Audio native dialogue models preserve timing and uncertainty. Retrieval models and speculative decoding improve the memory and speed of local loops. And the research community is finally treating audit budget, memory reconstruction, and incident evidence as first-class problems. That is where production agents get real. Not by sounding more autonomous, but by moving through smaller doors, leaving clearer tracks, and proving just enough before they take the next step.